Acknowledge your creator. If a person were to be transported to the moon, or if he found himself on some planet other than the Earth, it would be a very shocking experience for him. He would see that none of those things exists on the moon or on other planets, which are necessary for a human being's survival. We call this life support system. This system is nowhere to be found in the known universe. Look at the example of the fish out of the water which wriggles about on dry land. On the contrary, when a man takes stock of his life on Earth, he finds that all those things are available here in abundance, which are necessary for him to survive. For example, light, water, air, food, etc. Why is it that for human beings all the favorable conditions of life are already present on this earth? And does man understand the price of acknowledgement expected from him for what has already been provided on the planet Earth for him? There are so many amazing phenomena in the universe. For instance, the stars, the planets, the oceans, the mountains, etc. All these things are the creations of God. They all acknowledge God, but this is compulsory acknowledgement. It is not by choice. O God, I believe in your existence without seeing you. O God, I surrender myself before you without any compulsion. O God, I admit my helplessness in the face of your power. Exceptionally, God has created man as a free creature. Man is required to acknowledge God by his own choice. He should stand on the planet Earth and say, O God, I believe in your existence without seeing you. O God, I surrender myself before you without any compulsion. O God, I admit my helplessness in the face of your power. That is the acknowledgement expected from a human being. Those who measure up to this acknowledgement will find that these blessings will continue to increase for them. But those who fail to acknowledge these blessings will be deprived of them forever.